for those that haven't been watching the mainstream news, Sri Lanka, it's fallen to bits. Now, this was a WEF puppet. He was going to destroy the country by 2025. And that's exactly what's going on. Chaos, destruction. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Think about private businesses and the state that they'll be in after this. There they all are. The Great Reset. You can tell them by the, you know, this little circle, this 666 thing. We'll come to that later on. Another puppet's not going very well in Ukraine either, is it? Yeah, these puppets seem to not do very well in running countries. Might need to get better acting jobs. There we've got them in the UK. Now, this is an international, right, organisation, right, that's just parachuted it in. Now, who voted for Brexit? So you voted for Brexit, but you got Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum, globalists. Yeah, that was quite terrible. They kept that one off the mainstream press, didn't they? Yeah. So there you go. Yeah, UK Health Security Agency, Sustainable Development Goals. These are all UN, driven by WEF. Build Back Better Act. Interesting. There you go. UK agencies have been taken over by these international bodies. Build Back Better. This is it. This is the World Economic Forum's logos. Yeah, this is Klaus Schwab. These are international terrorists that are destroying countries across the world through their economic terrorism, attacking environmental, farms. We'll see what's going on in Holland with the farmers, not much in the mainstream press. They're taking the land off them. They want no meat, no cattle. Yeah, because what they want to do is they want to produce artificial food. Artificial food so they can fill it and adulterate with poison. All right, now, there you go. This is World Economic Forum, Build Back Better. Just to confirm, right, who yous are dealing with. All right, so it's really important. Now, we've got these documents. Now, obviously, the global future. Now, isn't it quite interesting how Klausy here is very interested in the pentagram, all right, and how it's essential. It's essential for what they plan this 5G. Right? Now, what I'm going to show you on here, because there's been a lot of confusion about 5G, right? But what it actually tells you, no other G's, okay? So the gaslighting, there you go. 5G will be the end of the G's. Now, we've got to remember, it's the WEF driving 5G. So they do know what they're talking about, by the way, okay? I've tried to mention this a few times. You're just being gaslighted. Anybody tells you that there's a 6G network or 7G network. Now, I'm not saying they're not looking at it, but it's only industry bullshit, all right, to try and drag you off the fact that most people know that this is dangerous and part of a weapons program. Obviously, they were right into it. The 5G Outlook Series Impact COVID-19 Response. Quite interesting. A document that was produced well before 2020, by the way, because we know it was all planned. The UN are involved in it. The 2030 Agenda, Sustainable Development. Now, remember, the unsustainability part is, as a matter of fact, public sector pensions. Now, how do you stop paying public sector pensions? You can't retire them. Well, unfortunately, we know exactly what they've done with them. They've injected them. That was why they were pushing the public sector, councils, firemen, police officers, nurses, doctors, etc., all the political class, right, to get jabbed, right? And I mean, we've heard what Klaus has said. They're not safe if they don't get it. So obviously, Klausy, the Great Reset, well, what they're going to do is drag you into a cityscape off the land once they produce all that poison food, and they're going to poison you, control you, and exterminate you, or vaccterminate you if you want to. You know, if you want to, put that one out there. So it's all there. So you've got the UN involved in it, the WEF and the 5G outlook. There isn't any 6G, right? So just, because we hear this all the time. Yes, I've seen the boxes with 6G stuck on. They haven't even got a 5G device. The mobile phones that are producing aren't technically 5G. It's just got a 5G stick on a super duper camera. You've been ripped off. Now, they're planning. You've got to remember what the plan is. Now, these people who are behind this haven't, a lot of the people who are supporting this, right, reinvent capitalism into communist fascism. That's what they're going to do. They're going to reinvent capitalism and take all private wealth by 2030. No cause. It's in all the documents. I've got the documents. You can read them. If you want them, you know where to get them. You can get in touch with us and we can send them to you. Everything's in there. All right. You just have to research it. They're actually basically telling you. And if you don't resist, well, unfortunately, what's going to happen? Look what's happening in Sri Lanka. And what we don't want is want that. Okay. Total unadulterated chaos, right? Chaos. And what happens with chaos? The same people that are in charge today, they then come down and re-establish themselves as the dominant party after all of the smash-up, yeah? What we don't want is any of that, right? So what we want is get involved. Seriously, get involved. If you have any idea about what they have got planned for you, I have, once they get you in that cityscape, and they have lethal autonomous weapons platforms patrolling the cities, you're basically just going to be a food stock, because you've got to remember, the people we're dealing with are cannibals, yeah? They need, right, human meat. That's why they want to get rid of beef. They want to get rid of other animal meat, because the human population are going to be the livestock. And believe us, the terrible things they're going to do to you. We've already seen the factories. We've already seen this actually goes on today. Currently goes on, right? If you don't believe us, go and have a look. Anyway, I think that's enough for today. But these are the people, these international terrorist organisations who are going to drive what's coming next. So it is really important that everybody gets involved.